Welcome to Conversations on Discipleship. I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger. With me today again is Katie Wyatt. Welcome, Katie.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Let's begin with a prayer in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord God, strengthen and renew us this day. As we offer this day up to you, we ask that you bless all those that we encounter through Christ our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. So, Katie, last we spoke, we heard your story. One of the things that maybe we can kind of weave into our conversations is this, you know, this idea of being a disciple in the secular world, really outside of a maybe specifically Catholic ghetto or something like that, which seemed to kind of hit upon your story. But precisely what I wanted to kind of talk about in this little bit is your experience as a youth minister.
Okay.
Which you were for how many years?
Collectively, 20 years.
20 years.
Yeah.
So, first of all, the first question, I guess, is to kind of connect it to your own story. Did you feel drawn to being a youth minister because of your own experience, maybe, you know, going to public school, being in a secular environment, sort of a certain empathy or identity with those, with, you know, high school youth?
Well, it's interesting because I felt drawn to working with teenagers, but so, you know, my initial thought as you're trying to figure out what you want to do for the rest of your life is to be a counselor.
Mm-hmm.
But there was this nagging, like, how could I not pray with kids? How could I not talk to kids about Jesus? How could I, you know, if I were a secular counselor, it isn't what I feel called to do. So somehow the Lord first planted a desire to reach teenagers in my heart. And then, without any delay, there was this realization, like, I'm not going to be able to do that if faith isn't part of the conversation. So, so I started volunteering for a youth ministry program in Atlanta, where I lived at the time. And right after I started volunteering, their youth minister, her husband got transferred. The job was up. It was so clearly like, here, the Holy Spirit, like, here, let me lay out this path for you. This is where I want you to be. And the kids that I worked with were a combination of Catholic school kids and public school kids, which was really cool. I mean, it was a really cool way to blend people together and learn from each other and grow together. So
then you ended up at New Albany.
Mm-hmm.
How did that happen?
You know what? I was a parishioner at Church of the Resurrection. Monsignor Colby Grimes, when he was there, you know, he said, long story short, he came to our house for dinner one night and he said, I need a youth minister. And I said, I'm not interested. And he said, yes, you are. and there I was for 17 years. So, I loved it. I never, ever for a moment that I was doing youth ministry felt like I'm not supposed to be doing this until the end. And I said all along, Jesus, if there comes a time when this is, I'm not supposed to be doing this, you need to very clearly let me know and you need to open another door for me. And that's exactly how it happened. So it got to a point where I thought, you know what, I am no longer the most effective person to be doing this, so I'm going to step aside and let some fresh energy and fresh blood and, you know, fresh ideas come in. And
in your experience, say at New Albany, what would the percentage, maybe the sort of estimated percentage of public school kids, students versus Catholic school students?
Overwhelming majority, because New Albany schools are such good schools. But actually, there's a huge percentage of kids who go to, or families who go to Resurrection who are from Westerville and Gahanna as well. A tiny percentage of DeSales kids, a couple of Hartley kids, a couple of St. Charles kids. But yeah, I would say, I don't know, 85 to 90% of the kids in my program were public school kids.
One of the, I think, the great themes of youth ministry, at least that I point to, you know, in the show is Conversations on Discipleship. If you are tuning in, this is Father Adam Streitenberger. With me is Katie Wyatt. One of these, I think, themes of discipleship that's really crucial in youth ministry is the mentoring of disciples, mm-hmm. you know. So theoretically, these high school youth are coming, you know, many of them maybe are encountering Christ or kind of taking possession and ownership of their faith for the first time. And the youth minister, ideally, at least in, you know, my mind, has always been kind of walks with them to teach them how to be disciples, you know, how to pray, how to, you know, live and to discern and to follow the Lord. I guess the first is how you kind of facilitate an encounter with Christ in youth ministry.
Well, the thing that I learned that was most profound for me in ministry and in mentoring and in disciple, you know, helping kids grow into the disciples we were created to be, is to recognize that emotional encounters with Jesus Christ are significant and important, and they open our hearts. But once a kid's heart is open through an emotional experience, a retreat or a powerful prayer moment or, you know, a praise and worship, or you darn well be ready to enter into that space with some substance, some intellectual substance, some science, some reason, some history. So, you know, because first of all, our kids right now, especially in New Albany, they are academically oriented. They are grade oriented. They are test oriented. They take every AP class they can take. And when you ask them what they're taking, if it's an AP class, they tell you it's an AP class, right? They would never say, I'm taking chemistry, I'm taking, if it's AP chemistry, mm-hmm. you know, like there's a real badge of honor to be challenged intellectually. So that's what sticks. And then you continue to nurture those emotional encounters with Jesus, because they're also very, very significant. But
and that, I think that's a crucial point, because mm-hmm. I think a lot of people in general criticize youth ministry and the church's outreach to teenagers is that there is a lot of emotionalism mm-hmm. and emotional experience. But, you know, the encounter with Jesus Christ should strike us in our heart,
which is
our whole self.
Yep.
Emotion, reason, will, you know, and it should appeal to our whole being. And emotion is a part of that. But as you rightly, you know, point to, and I think maturely point to, is, you know, we have to also hit the whole self when we're enabling an encounter with Christ.
And it, you know, it's the easiest thing in the world to compare a relationship with Christ to a relationship with a person. We get it. We understand mm-hmm. what it takes to have a solid, significant relationship with a human being. And, you know, there's a ton of emotion in that, but there's also, what is that emotion, right? It, mm-hmm. like you just said, it's everything. It's absolutely everything. So, yeah, that was always the biggest challenge, but the most fun, you know, to sit around. If I could have just done ministry that was sitting around the youth ministry office talking about mm-hmm. stuff, diving into the Bible, talking about deep, profound theological points, oh my gosh, I could have done that forever, but you know, not all the kids are there. It's a lot harder than that. So
in addition to enabling this encounter through like retreats or through prayer and adoration and other experiences like that, there's also the slogging work of the ongoing work of helping them grow as disciples.
Mm-hmm.
What were ways that you kind of helped in youth ministry to help those you are responsible for to grow as disciples?
Well, a huge component of that is the peer element. The fact that, you know, you have to start right away. Well, for me, in their confirmation year, and we did confirmation in ninth grade, and that was really intentional to not make it seem like a graduation at the end of eighth grade, but the beginning of the next thing in ninth grade. So when I got them in ninth grade, we started immediately with a peer mentoring element to the program. And meanwhile, those peer mentors were also being formed. You know, it was this, it's just this formation everywhere you turn. And it's a huge part of that, there's so many elements to it, but a huge part of that is teaching them to pray aloud and together and for each other. You know, Catholics were pretty well known for not being comfortable with spontaneous prayer, with you know, we're so good at the memorized prayers and the rote prayers, and they're so significant. We did those all the time. But to sit around in a circle and recognize each other's needs and pray for those needs together, that was the groundwork, the foundation for building the community then, where they were going to feel safe and where they were going to know they were loved, that we knew them by name. Everybody knew them by name, which is so significant. And meanwhile, the adult leaders are also growing and also learning. I have never had a leader in my program who didn't freely admit that they learned way more from the kids than the kids learned from them. I mean, there were lots of specific ways we you know, mentored disciples, but community was the foundation, a sense of belonging, because if they weren't going to find it at church, they were just going to find it somewhere else. And the other places they were going to find it, we all know, we're not going to be respectful of them. We're not going to challenge them to be the person Jesus Christ created them to be. So that's sort of a vague, without specific ways, that's sort of an overall philosophy, I guess, to youth ministry.
Great. Well, you've been listening to Conversations on Discipleship. I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger. With me today has been Katie Wyatt. Thank you, Katie.
My pleasure.
And until next time, peace and all good.